Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Schottsetter. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bob Detheridge. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Wathan and he is safe. Parrish steals second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Schottsetter covering, for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schottsetter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock strikes out. One out. Bob Detheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detheridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shot center fires to first and has Washington trapped. There's the throw to Whitaker, who tags Washington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 0-for-1 in the game. Wei then takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. There goes Wei then trying to get to third. Stegman throws the ball into Brookins, who tags Wei then for the out. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Bob Deatherage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deatherage is 0-for-1 in the game. Deatherage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stegman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Stegman moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. McRae reaches second base with a double. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Akins for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Way then is walked intentionally. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. Way then goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Royals. Pat Underwood now pitching. Bob Detheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detheridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Detheridge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockhock scores. It's 4-0, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Clint Hurdle now playing right field. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Bob Detheridge now playing left field. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Detheridge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.